Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 93. Today, we're doing a bracket of the coolest sports moves. No Che today, but we do have Clemmer and Marty on to talk about, I don't know what sports, what do you consider sports? Are you going to give us something weird? Are you going to give us like the Mayan hip lacrosse game or something like that?
No.
A lot of baseball, you're suggesting.
A lot of baseball.
We'll note that. It was almost entirely baseball.
I get excited about baseball.
We have them to an enemy. Have KB and Nick in, and they actually have a good setup.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, as they wave to
can
us.
You so see, the new can office. You see all of us, or can you only see like?
It jumps around. Nobody fully is controlling. So I see Kendrack and you right now.
Yeah,
I'm blowing you.
I felt it.
Thank you.
Metaphorically speaking,
miss you guys. We wish you hadn't left.
Yes, we do.
And you said the last episode. But yeah, I miss you too.
Why don't you guys just come back?
I'll say it again and again.
Look at those arms on KB.
Boys, I don't need this.
Needs it.
Before we get moving any further, let's talk about Game Time. All right, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Created by fans for fans, Game Time is the ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute tickets on deals to sports, concerts, and shows. And they guarantee the lowest price. If you haven't given Game Time a shot yet, I have no idea what you're waiting for because you guys are going to love this app. We had a bunch of Barstool fans using it. They hit us up on social all the time about the great deals they're getting, and I've been using it all year. Again, you guys heard me say it 1,000 times. Use them to go see Bannock at the Disco. Use them to see a Yankee game. And I think I have not Lizzo tickets. I have another group of tickets lined up. I'm going to a Ranger game in early January that I also got with them as well. So it's really easy to use. They have amazing deals, and it is the fastest-growing ticketing app in the U.S. Again, you guys are going to love it. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab to create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Thanks to Game Time. Why are you so nervous? Why are you so get a little jumpy when we talk about your arms, KB?
What?
Why do you get so jumpy when we talk about your arms and how big they are?
Oh, no, I like it. Yeah, I feel like you're doing like sympathy compliments, though. I don't need that.
No, wasn't that? We've been saying this forever.
You got big muscles. We admire them. That's a good thing.
You know what?
All right. No,
dude, your arms
don't
are
ham it up, though.
Yeah.
When you ham it up, it makes it feel insincere.
You're just a loser, KB.
I think you look the same as you've looked for a while, which is good.
Thank you. That's better, yeah.
KB, if you didn't want so much attention, you'd wear longer sleeves.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I know. I get mediums on purpose.
I think you're asking for it.
I am, but like I don't want it to be like this. I want it to be like, wow, dude.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll grab you and I'll make you feel like the prettiest girl at the bar. Ball.
No, how are you going to grab him?
Pectoral. I'll grab his pectoral.
Like this?
Pectorals, yeah. Yeah.
Or like a wraparound hug where you like grab the pectoral.
I'm thinking to just straight up go up to him and grab his pectoral.
It's a little pectoral grab.
KB, let me ask you, do you work out just because it makes you feel good? Because it makes no sense to me.
What do you mean?
It's just like, what are you getting muscles for?
Don't act like it makes no sense.
This dude's never heard a perfect mode.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. At the age we're at, like lifting weights at the wage or age we're at, what does it matter? What do you get if you get big arms?
Marty, this is speaking from a short perspective. You can't be short and out of shape.
Okay, that's I forgot about your height. See that credits me when I think about
Kyle. No, that was his goal. Kyle wants to be big enough that you forget.
Right,
sure.
I want it to be more muscular.
Okay,
I mean, I think that's a good thing accomplished.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's good. Yeah, I guess I don't have to worry about that. All right, the question answered.
Yeah, you're looking good.
But you should be like running and things.
No, I know that. I'm saying walking, running is, but lifting weights.
Right, no, I'm on your side. Yeah, when I used to hate when guys who weren't like athletes or training would just get jacked for no reason.
Yeah. It seems, remember when you tried, Tommy, and then you just like
everyone was like, oh, you look like SpongeBob. Oh. Year of my life down the drain, fucking lifting.
Well,
weights.
didn't you get big because you got dumped or something?
No, that was just
inconvenient timing.
I had been getting jacked.
Wait, really?
I had been getting jacked for months. And then basically, when I was at my jackedest is when I got dumped. And then I was like, oh, you got jacked. It's like, no, I didn't fucking overnight get jacked. It's been a work in progress. I didn't get dumped for the record.
Dumped for getting jacked? It's kind of funny, actually.
The big shock here is that Tommy was ever in a relationship. Because from what I hear, he's just a guy who loves to hop from puss to puss.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
No, he's a noted whore. Oh, he cheated. He cheated on her a lot.
Sure did.
That's why I get dumped.
Before we get into our bracket, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, Body Armor.
Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by Body Armor. From sports drinks to sports water, Body Armor keeps us hydrated all day long. Whether we're talking, watching, or even playing sports, Body Armor is our go-to choice. Real hydration, real ingredients, packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. If you've seen any video in the Barstool office, I'm sure you've seen tons and tons of Body Armor. I basically drink it almost exclusively at this point. It's got that great taste. Doesn't taste like, there's a brand we always talk about on LCBN in the bracket that I won't mention, but it tastes kind of like milky water. Hate that shit. Body Armor, though. Amazing. They also have great tasting flavors like strawberry, banana, and blue raspberry. The best athletes in the world hydrate with Body Armor, like Ronald Acuna Jr., Christian McCaffrey, Alex Morgan, and the latest athlete to join the team, Joe Burrow, you've probably seen recently with Caleb Presley. Anyway, my favorite flavor, I like the water the most. And they already asked to pick your favorite flavor, but I really like all the flavors are amazing. I like flavored juices as well, but I really just, goddamn, do I love their water. It's so great. I'm sitting next one right now. On my kitchen table right in the middle of my apartment. So Body Armor, we love them. They're available in stores. All of it is available in stores nationwide. Head on over to Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today.
Thanks to Body Armor. I legitimately do love, like, we have Body. He's holding one. Nick's holding one. Marty has one. I fucking love Body Armor.
I bet Game Time is one of the ones thrilled that they sponsored that last segment where we just talked about KB's arms.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
And Tommy's poon hounding.
Oh, shit.
First matchup of the day, we have the number 5 versus the number 12. The number 5 seed is a hole in one as the most, let's say, coolest.
Sorry, just what were we officially categorized as? Coolest?
Yeah, coolest sports moves. And again, it's not
most exciting. Coolest or kind of hand in hand?
I feel like that's like the same.
It's kind of the same.
I wrote for coolest. I think there is a difference.
The coolest ones are usually the most exciting. I would say.
Not always.
I guess there's exceptions. I understand what you're saying, Tom. Yeah.
But we're going with coolest.
We're going with coolest.
A hole in one is cool.
Yeah.
100%.
It was definitely cool. 100%. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, which is an ankle-breaking crossover move in basketball.
Oh.
When you send someone to the court, just falling over. And I mean, you could cite a trillion examples in the NBA, but like, it's always cool to see.
Steph Curry, Chris Paul. That's the one that comes to mind.
Derrick Rose, crossover. For some reason. Yeah. Derrick Rose did a lot of that.
Kyrie, too. We'll start with you, Tommy.
This is tough. I mean,
wait, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is it holes in one or hole in ones?
What would you say? Hole in? I would say hole
in one because it's
hole in one.
Hole in one.
Oh, plural, I'm saying.
I think you would hole in ones.
I think it's got to be holes in one.
No, sounds.
No.
I shot a hole
in one.
So Francis, you're thinking of like the brother-in-law rule that doesn't apply to hole in ones.
Oh. I'm thinking of what?
Like brother-in-law is, the plural is brothers-in-law because there's two brothers.
Right, you're right. That is what I'm thinking of.
You say I shot a hole in
fucking wrecked, friends.
Yeah.
Idiot.
No, I clarified it. I'm happy. I'm so glad he said that.
You got absolutely wrecked.
Corrected.
You know who loves hole in ones the most is Tommy over here.
Yeah, that's true.
He actually went into a store recently and they were like, "What do you think of our mannequins?" And he was like, "Well, I'd be a lot happier if there were some holes in one."
Yeah.
How tall was the mannequin?
Oh, Francis, you're right. It's the same rule as
Look who didn't get fucking wrecked. Oh, just fucking horn dog Tommy over here.
He got wrecked.
Yeah, you got wrecked. You got pussy wrecked.
So Tommy, what are you going
for? Puss dog.
I mean, if Dana's gonna be fat and I'm gonna be the puss hound, that's okay. I think immediately the easy answer, your mind's gonna go, oh, hole in one. You know, it's more rare. It's maybe a little bit more exciting when it happens because it's more rare. But if we're talking coolness, There's nothing cooler than crossing someone over, breaking their ankles, making them fall to their knees. Hole in one, I don't even know if I would use the word cool. Basketball's a cooler sport than golf inherently.
Yeah,
we know why.
You're saying,
I don't actually know why.
What do you think?
Explain more, Tommy.
I think that golf is more like you're like, oh, holy shit! Like, wow, that's amazing that happened. I think it's cooler to cross someone up. So I'm gonna go with that.
Cooler to cross someone up, Francis.
Think about the sounds that come after these two separate things. When it's a hole in one, you've seen clips, but a group of buddies out there. Everyone loses their minds. They scream. They jump and hug like a bunch of goofballs. They run to the hole. They pull it out of the hole. Yeah, it's great. Is it cool? No. When someone crosses someone over in street ball or the NBA, you hear that, oh, that collective, oh, that is cool. That is, I don't know. It's like, you've humiliated someone, you've done something swaggy, and I think absolutely crossing someone up, breaking their ankles is cooler than a hole in one.
Jake Marsh has got a hole in one. He has never crossed up on the basketball.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh. It's really only
there it is. It's closed.
Cool yeah. For that person too.
Clemmer?
Yeah, to what Marty's saying, it's tough because I think if you get a hole in one, you'd remember that the rest of your life. If you cross someone up in like basketball, like just playing, like I don't know if you would remember that forever.
But they would remember it the rest of the
time. I would
remember it every day.
I'd remember. I'd be saved in my camera roll like in 2 seconds.
And it is more
crossed up, Francis, and people would talk about it for a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because there's the factor of somebody else suffered too.
Yes.
It is an element. And that does make it cooler, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Somebody else suffering and being embarrassed makes you cooler.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah, I think I gotta go that direction. I feel bad, but I think I gotta go that direction.
Don't feel bad.
Because I feel bad because a hole in one is a greater accomplishment. But crossing someone over is a cooler achievement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel bad.
Push. It's crossover, 100%. Because it's not even like the crossover in itself is awesome. And then when they step back and hit the three, right. And then everyone goes nuts, is so much cooler than fucking. Does anyone really care about Michael Block's hole in one anymore? No.
That's not fair, though. He got a lot of.
That guy.
No, that guy
sucks.
That guy stinks. But when it happened, though, it got a lot of prep. Like, that was a big deal. Yeah, people were really excited.
It was a fluff piece, but who cares?
Nick?
Yeah, it's the reaction, like Francis said, like when you get a hole in one, you look to your friends like, did that go in? And then it's not cool.
Tommy's always asking.
Yeah.
That's what Tommy's girlfriends are asking.
I got my ankle.
We didn't need the augmentation on
didn't
that.
Need the person. Just,
that was bad.
Why was that?
LVP. LVP.
Yeah. LVP. That was bad.
Guys, I'm glad the comedy office is doing well.
yeah. This is going to be a rough show for me. I already feel it.
That was a heat check. That was a heat check from Clemmer after getting the Mean Girls fired.
I did not. That's not true. That did not happen.
Sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
I got my ankles broken in a 7th grade basketball game against the only black school in Wheeling Catholic.
Wheeling Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah, and my dad was there and he saw me get my ankles broken and that felt so bad. And then like all the black parents, like they ran out on the court. Like there was the one dad that had like the towel.
Bobby Goodwin.
Yeah.
He ran out with the towel.
Yeah.
And that felt so bad. And it is so much cooler to just cross somebody up. Crossing up Whitey. God damn.
KB.
Yeah, this is easy. Even though like you said, someone said Steph Curry on the cross up.
I said, when I think of crossover, I remember there was a specific one where he like demolished Chris Paul.
But he just hit a hole in one, or did recently, right?
Yep.
And you couldn't really even see that it went in.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crossover.
Crossover. I also think the fact that like even if you don't remember the crossover crossing someone else up, they will remember it forever.
What are you smiling? What are you all happy about?
I thought he was going to try and hit it again.
No, I didn't. I stayed away.
That was one of the worst things I've ever heard.
I'm on defense now. I'm on my heels. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that joke set us back.
We have to have such a better episode now.
Definitely.
I already can feel it in the room.
You thought it was going to land. Tommy,
you looked around the room.
Let me just reference his joke slightly differently.
At that point, you're kind of begging for a laugh. At that point, you're like, all right, if I look around enough, make a sad face, like maybe people will enjoy it. This is not going to go well, boys. I'm in trouble. I'm on the ropes.
Next matchup is the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is a bar down goal, which this works for both hockey and for soccer. Bar puck hitting the bar and going straight down in.
Crossbar.
So either, yeah, in soccer or hockey, both are amazing.
Or lacrosse. I think that's Dukes' lacrosse tour thing. He's doing the bar down tour.
That's lacrosse.
I'm sure you guys have seen it.
Does it feel great in lacrosse?
I have seen a lot of clips.
There's something really great about the sound. Well, I'll save it for, but yeah, when you, because the sound of the ball hitting it, the bar is this like bell. Yeah. Of affirmation that you in addition to you scoring.
Same with hockey puck against the goalposter. Bang! It's great. And that's going up against the number 13 seed, which is bending a soccer shot like a free kick into the goal. Like you hit it and it goes around the wall.
Like Beckham.
Yeah. Well, I thought about saying that and I was like, it's kind of a lame reference.
Yeah, lame, Tommy.
Yeah, best.
Not as lame as what you did.
Yeah, not as lame as what you said.
I've already acknowledged failure. We can move on.
Bending the shot in on a free kick for a goal. So let's go with KB first. Which one do you like? The bar down goal or bending a soccer shot into a goal?
It's a shit. Can't even read.
First off, the bend is a cool way for it to go in. I don't know soccer culture, but hitting the bar, it seems like just like a less impressive way to score.
It's like less accurate. The sound is like it's one of those things you seek out. Yeah, it's absolutely
that happened in soccer too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With that in mind, I'm still going the bend of the soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Roberto Carlos. Nick.
Yeah, I think you got to go to the bend just for the visual sake of it. And I've always wanted to run on like the field after a goal and slide on my knees.
Mm.
That defies all logic or physics. They slide so far. Mm-hmm. Give me that.
The bend, Marty?
The bend.
I think it's the bend too, because only when like the puck hits the post in hockey, you're like, oh, that almost went in. I don't ever was like excited about it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah,
it almost feels like an accident.
Yeah,
it definitely you were about to miss.
Like the curve is like, I don't know how the fuck they did that. It doesn't make any
more
sense.
More intentional.
So I'm going curve.
Curve.
Yeah, exactly what Tommy was saying. How it almost seems like an accident. Like I'm sure it's not. I'm sure like people do aim for that and it drop in a certain way. But like the bend, I watched it. I'm like, how the fuck that just happened? It's got to be that.
You're a bug, Francis?
I
that was a wild.
Smashed the microphone into my own mouth.
You all right?
And then it's you know you've got the wet microphone against your face. Yeah, I'm good. I will say that I think the bending a soccer ball is great, but I actually think knuckling a soccer ball is even cooler. Yeah. And the real free kick specialists would utilize that a lot more, even like Ronaldo does it. And seeing that view from behind the goal where you actually see what the ball is doing and why the goalie wasn't able to save it is pretty sick. I'll go with bending the soccer ball.
Bending, Tommy.
Yeah, bending.
Ending's going to sweep. Next one, we have number 8 seed versus the 9. The 8 seed is a pick 6. Pick 6 is one of the most submitted ones on Twitter. Everyone loves pick 6s. And I agree, especially if it's a far one. Like, it's not like, out to the flat, someone just runs it in for like 10 yards. Like a long one where you
dodge them guys.
Leave the entire offense to score. It's amazing. And that's going up against the number 9 seed. A walk-off stealing of home base. So, whoa, in baseball, walk-off steal home.
That one
that ever happened?
It's happened last year, didn't it?
It happened.
Yeah. Ellie De La Cruz just do it?
A walk-off, though?
He did it in the minors.
The minors?
Yeah.
What?
Walk-off.
I thought when he stole all three bases.
I almost think that's too much. Yeah, that's
Is that the thing
rare.
From the Sandlot? Is that what the Rodriguez did?
Benny? Wasn't even a walk-off. Was that? Oh, yeah, that was a walk-off,
was
wasn't
walk-off.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was? Yeah.
I mean, I think we could just make it stealing home.
I've seen two straight steals at home in all the games I've been to, and both were like electric and wild.
Well, yeah, because I think then then you might as well just say walk off pick 6. Like you could,
yeah,
you could throw walk off.
Yeah, that's
on
that's
anything.
Fair.
Yep.
But we'll say just stealing home then, okay. And we'll start with you, Tommy.
Stealing home again.
Pick 6.
Stealing home. I think that.
Wow. Yeah,
walk off or not, I mean, it's way more rare. And I think that there's an element of speed to it. We know that speed is the coolest thing. Being fast is cool.
Yeah.
Anytime I've seen it happen, Ellsbury's done like it's so cool, and it's so because you don't really expect it. You're obviously a guy's on third. You're not like, oh, he's taking off. You might think that on first, second. So when it happens, you just see him out of nowhere pop onto the screen and steal home. It's got to be also it's got to be head first dive.
Yeah,
make it look even cooler.
And not a pass ball, right? Like it has
no, like straight steal.
Yeah, we're talking steal a home.
Like, also, 40 years ago, Glenn Brummer. That's the last time a walk off steal has happened.
What? Really? Yeah.
That's what happened last year in the
so this one's wow. Marty's submission.
No, I just so
yeah, steal of home.
Steal of home, Francis?
That's the wrong take from Tommy.
Let's hear why.
Well, think about you talking about speed is cool. Speed. They're running in a straight line. It's just from, you know, one bag to the next.
Being fast is cool. I think we did a whole requires
speed.
I'm pretty sure football players are probably
fast. Six requires speed as well.
It requires speed as well and evasiveness. Evasiveness. There's this new thing in football as of a couple years ago where the entire defense will do that cool thing where they like pose for pictures together following that pick six. That absolutely trumps the coolness of stealing home.
I mean, we're factoring made up celebrations that they may or may not do.
Baseball players are not really.
They might, their team could mob them at home plate.
Yeah, it's not that
good. It's just a big hug. Cool. It's a hug.
I agree. The at home is nice when they all jump around, they throw the helmet, they all fall down.
Yeah. They're not doing that unless it's a walk off home run, though. They're not doing that
the on deck guy goes crazy on a steal home.
How could I have forgotten the on deck guy?
We're talking about a bunch of swaggy defensive ends with chains, like crossing their arms and just staring at the camera, all sick. Dude.
Exactly. Think of all those signs they're doing with their hands.
Now we're
doing
cool
what they mean.
Celebration.
Yeah, this is a whole different thing.
Now
we're talking about.
That's a
walk off is like a specific situation. Every pick six.
I'm sick of these baseball guys.
Yeah,
sick of the baseball.
Yeah, the baseball.
Guys.
It's just. You're absolutely right.
I think you guys just aren't appreciating a steal of home.
No, they don't get how rare it is.
I think you guys are confusing rarity with coolness.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting.
Oh, it's still cool.
We're saying it's not as cool.
No, stealing home is not that cool, and well, think about, you know, the defense gets to block for their guy. All of a sudden, they are offensive players. It's that, like, their whole time in practice, everything, they've always dreamt of scoring a touchdown. God, why do those receivers drop balls? We finally, oh, shit, we have the ball. We get to play offense, and we're in the end zone. We scored. Oh, my God. That's the coolest thing ever. Way cooler.
That was a great speech. I'm, like, pumped up just thinking about it.
I was
great speech. He said that the defense gets to block now.
Yeah, they get to block for each other. They never get to block.
This man is stupid.
Oh, there's nothing cooler than blocking for each other.
Block, all they do is
block. Oh, we get to block for each other.
The guy steals third, and he's 60 feet away. Blocking. This guy throwing 100 miles an hour, and he steals.
They're blocking. They're not. They're blocking.
They're helping their teammates score.
Blocking for each other is cool.
But helping your teammates score when you like you never have to
never get to score.
Is that cool or is it low key gay?
Helping your homie score. Helping your homie score is maybe the like score is like that's maybe the straightest thing you can do.
Tommy wouldn't know anything about that.
No, I think that's low. It's like why don't you have sex with the girl yourself?
Yeah, Tommy doesn't help
because you don't need to because you get so much.
He just takes the girl that they like immediately at the bar.
Yeah,
Tommy always bogards the pussy. He always is bogarting pussy.
Bogarting pussy. Yeah. You're a pussy bogarter.
I bogarted a puss or two in my day.
Clemmer.
Yeah, it's a straight steal home. The real cool is it, like watching it happen. The crowd doesn't really know what's happening like until it's like halfway down the line, and then that rush, that roar. It's really exciting. The pitcher panics, the catcher panics. He slides in. It is awesome. It might be the most exciting thing. And one of the coolest things I think I've ever seen at a baseball
Jesus
game.
Christ.
It's incredible.
Somehow I have the same answer as you, and I want to change it when you talk about it. Like, you were making it seem uncool.
Why?
Because the way you're talking about it makes it seem uncool. You talk about it where the way you have a guy who can't see you, and he throws 100 miles an hour, and the guy steals home, barely getting in where the catcher's jumping, is very exciting.
It's sneaky. It's not cool. I think it's sneaky.
That could be possible.
Is sneaky not cool? Being a spy is fucking cool. Being a spy, not cool?
I don't think there's ever a steal home that wasn't cool. I think there is some pick sixes like, that was easy.
Yeah.
Can I ask you an honest question, Clemmer? Do you really think that is the coolest thing in baseball?
I would think that there's a couple things that I would
say this
cooler.
It's the most
cooler things in baseball. No, it's not. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's certainly the most exciting. I think it might. Yeah. It's certainly one of the coolest.
He just ran.
Pitching
ran straight.
Perfect game.
That's a three-hour event. This is like a 10-second.
I'd rather steal a home run than steal home. There's a lot of things in baseball. No.
Yeah, rob a home run.
I don't disagree with that. But that's not the matchup.
I would even argue that beating that fast mascot in a race around the outfield is cooler.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I love watching those.
Mr. Freeze is cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's...
Now he's not cool anymore. Mark.
I have me on with the cool one. You bring it on.
Exactly. I'm going steal home.
Going to steal home?
Let's have the least coolest guy in the office.
3-1 in favor of stealing home. Nick?
It's not even close. It's a pick six. You are yoinking the ball out of midair. You're dodging the offensive players now. It's not your position to do this, and you're doing it, and you're doing it successfully. It's awesome. Pick six.
Pick six, KB?
Yeah, pick six, easy. I guess if you're a baseball purist, it's more impressive, so you think that's cooler, but it's, I don't think.
All right, Gooch, you get to break the tie.
This has been infuriating to listen to. It's not even fucking close. It's the pick six.
What are we talking about? Thank you.
It's a cooler sport.
Half the time the ball gets thrown right to the guy, bad throw, and runs.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, it landed in the guy's hands. You got to pick six.
Runs 20 yards.
Bunch of fucking box score keeping losers over here.
1 vs. 16. Let's do the 16 seed chain first.
It's only a joke at my expense that he goes there and smiles at me. It's even worse than the joke.
I want to see if you're mad. I want to get under your mad at feathers.
The first chain.
Tight fuck.
First chain is winning the Bunta Eve Classic, your first time racing in it. That's a Star Wars joke that Nick had in, I agree with.
Anakin Skywalker never raced in that race against Sebulba Quadraneros,
mm-hmm.
and ended up winning it.
Murderer's Row of pod racers. In cornhole, getting all four bags on your turn.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're usually playing with somebody cooler too, and that like really impresses your partner across the way. And there's always a backyard party; people go crazy.
Yeah, a major bluff in poker.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's
know.
Not cool.
Oh, I think that's pretty cool.
It's also that not ready to cool. call poker I like a that. Sport. I'm sorry.
Hitting island in beer pong.
Yo, fuck yeah! You're a king. Honest,
that's
the party.
Really cool. I didn't even think.
I would go last cup over. You know,
island and rollbacks.
I would say last cup.
Last cup.
Island requires like I'm gonna get.
This.
Island changes the game.
Island is a cocky fucking move.
Yeah.
If you're the first one, if you're the second one to hit it, so the game's immediately over. That's awesome. Yeah. Walking out of the tunnel into the arena with the smoke machines going crazy.
Yeah. Smoke and pyros and all the chicks and screaming.
Yeah.
That's about to be the best part of being a football player.
And
you have a helmet on. No one can see who you are.
I'd have the darkest visor. I'd have all the accessories, dude.
I'd run out first, always. I would just try to run out first. Like
find
Rogers.
All the chicks in the crowd.
Yeah. They kick up to your feet when you're on your back.
Yeah, when you're on the ground, you have to like kick up. That's so sick.
Yeah, I don't think any of us could do that.
I'll do it right now.
Okay. Well, let the camera zoom. Let the cameras get the right angle on it first.
What's he doing? Let me see.
Wait, I gotta see this. No way.
Whoa!
Wow.
Holy shit.
So fucking cool.
Yeah, no, your heart out, Gia. Jesus Christ.
You know what? I never realized you use your hands for that.
Can Marty do it?
I'm not trying that. I've got things.
That was so awesome.
I bet KB could do it with those pythons he's got.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Core strength? I don't know.
It's just fast twitch, like kick yourself up. It's not that hard.
So KB, winning the Bunta Eve Classic, cornhole, mm-hmm. all four bags, a major bluff in poker, hitting island in beer pong, walking out of the tunnel with a smoke machine, or that kick up to your feet.
The island in beer pong. You got to call it, then you got to sink that one cup, and it's beer pong.
Mm-hmm. Calling the island, Nick?
Not even close. It's the island in beer pong. It's such a cocky move, and getting it, and everybody goes nuts. The other team is flustered. you know, you're usually playing with a busty chick, and she looks at you like you're a god. It's everything's perfect.
Marty,
I'm going Island. Island really is just calling a shot's cool.
I think Last Shot is cooler, but having said that, Island is still the second coolest option.
That list,
coolest Francis? Option.
I'll go with Island too. I agree with that. I think, you know, it's so devastating to the other team because it's two cups, right?
Yeah. I played three. Yeah. Like that one and two more? Or you only played two?
I just do two. Oh, all right. That one and then
Fire
one.
Fire Island, I think you get three, right?
No, Fire back. Island, you get two. Shoot again. Get the ball back.
Tommy.
Yeah, Island. Easy. Yeah.
Fire
it's,
Island.
It's calling a shot. It's like that, you know.
That's going up against the number one seed. The halftime full court shot by a fan. Not the ones by the actual NBA players. When they pull in the guy.
I think that's less cool.
At the fan hitting the half-court shot for like $1 million?
That's like weird luck.
You're not supposed to be there and you go and hit it. Dude, LeBron James will come out and tackle you. That is so cool. Thing,
heaving a half-court shot, your body looks weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't look cool.
No, but when you hit the shot, no one cares.
It's kind of like a carny thing, isn't it? You don't just feel like
no one cares. I think it's
like a sideshow.
Entire stadium goes ballistic.
Ballistic.
I'd much rather see like Steph Curry hit one from three quarters out than like see some fucking tubby fan hit one from
No way, dude. I love watching the tubby fan go out there and all the players run out and hype him up and he's gets a car or he's like gets $500,000. It's awesome.
All right, what's the consensus here? Do we want to do like half full court shot?
Is half court shot not on the list? Other
not by a player. We could do like full court, half court shot by a player, or we could do this half court shot by a fan to win prize.
Can't we just do generic?
Any half court shot?
Yeah.
You could just do that. Yeah, let's do half court shot.
Yeah.
And include that underneath it then. And that's going up against hitting Island in beer pong. Tommy.
I think it's Island and beer pong either way. I mean, maybe I'm just saying that because, I don't know. I'm trying to think because these are two things I think all of us have done at some point. Like, obviously not in an NBA game, but just whatever. Mm-hmm. It's more rare for sure to hit the half court shot, but you feel cool. There's something cool about being like, I'm going to hit that cup. That's the cup I'm going to
also
hit.
Say that about the half court shot, though. Like, the guy that calls it out being like, listen, I'm going to hit this.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, there's no stakes if you don't hit the half court shot. Like you could hit another cup and you don't in beer pong, you hit another cup and you call on it, doesn't count. So it's like you have to hit that cup. Like no shit, you have to hit the fucking get in the hoop.
KB had a great point. You don't look cool trying a half court shot.
Yeah.
Because you have to heave it so much.
And your body's all forward. Your shirt always goes up.
Mm. Yeah, it's Island. Oh, great shot, babe. Thanks, hon. Thanks, Toots.
Thanks, Toots.
Grab her fucking boob a little bit. Fucking get a blowjob right there, right then. Yeah, I'm going to go Island.
Christ. Island, Francis?
I think there is a more kind of available reality here, which is the Island. I think that is, it's that we've experienced that makes it, to me, cooler.
Mm-hmm. Clever.
Yeah, I'm going beer pong here. Or we call it New Hampshire, Beirut.
Oh.
You call it in the 1960s, Beirut. I don't think it's a New Hampshire thing. We used to call it Beirut as well.
Yeah, I think it's like a Northern New England. They don't Massachusetts, I don't think. I think it's like a Northern New England thing.
You guys also
call what Beirut? What do you call Beirut?
Beer pong. It's called Beirut.
And beer pong, we knew it as having paddles.
No, like they have it as two separate things. They just call it Beirut. I never knew. I knew people that did call it that.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know.
Isn't it because we like Lebanon got bombed or something like that? And it was like the balls were dropping in the cups or something.
It's the most logical answer. I never
at least there's a fun story behind
behind the nickname. Marty,
don't you also call like liquor stores like packies?
Massachusetts
package stores. Yeah,
it's a Massachusetts thing, not a New Hampshire thing.
Go and have court shot. I. It is cool, like where Nick even said, like when LeBron ran out to that guy and tackled him, and especially if it's like a fat fuck doing it too, it's like that's funny and also cool at the same time. We don't expect something to happen that's really hard from at half court. It's cool.
If I remember correctly, it happened with the Bulls once, and Jordan ran out and like tackled the guy, and then the whatever sponsor, like the Bulls, basically tried to rip it off and be like, "We're not paying you.
Yes,
like, we're not going to pay it." And Jordan was like, "You are fucking paying him."
Yes,
and so they did. Nick, halftime or full court shot versus the Island beer pong.
It's Island. It
the feeling of glory that it gives you, even if that's the only cup you hit in the whole game, it's great. That I'm going with that.
Island, Nick, Eric, KB.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, so the Island is going to move on and beat the one seed. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about ZBiotic.
All right, let's talk about ZBiotics. We all have busy lives these days, and we can't afford to waste a day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. ZBiotics is the answer that we've all been looking for. It is a pre-alcohol prebiotic that is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics makes an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work on your liver, but in your gut... it's designed not to work. Work like your liver. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I need to have some ZBiotics. We're designed to work like your liver, but in your gut, where you need it the most. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol, drink responsibly, and get a good night's sleep to feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics in the morning after drinking, it makes such a difference the next day, even if it's after drinks. You can do anything you want. I used it before. The last time I went out, I went to Stanford. I went to go see a Flo Rida concert. I did not show up, Flo Rida, but it was cool. It worked out. I didn't get too bad of a hangover the next day, which is awesome, because I did drink way more than I planned to that night. So ZBiotics is awesome. You can go to ZBiotics.com/LCB and get 15% off your first order when you use code LCB at checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using my code so that you can stay prepared no matter the time or the occasion. It is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/LCB. And use code LCB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode.
Thanks to ZBiotic. All right. 6 versus the 11. The number 6 seed is a bicycle kick in soccer, goal specifically. One of the coolest things you can do.
So cool. And, Ronaldinho.
Yep. One of the coolest things you could do in soccer. And that's going up against the alley-oop. And I put in the alley-oop because slam dunk was included. A lot of people said that. I think the alley-oop
is included under this, or it's its own.
No, I was going to say, a lot of people asked for slam dunk. I think the alley-oop is the cooler version of the slam dunk, so I just figured do that instead of slam dunk. Mm-hmm. Is that for everyone cool with that?
Yeah, but also then there's like posterizing someone.
You could posterize someone on an alley-oop.
Yeah, it's more rare.
I don't think it's like...
A DeAndre Jordan
alley-oop
poster is probably the
Brandon
best
Knight.
It's hard. I feel in some ways like slam dunk is the coolest thing. If you like ask for like one very general non-specific thing.
I think slam dunk was like the first thing I said.
Me too. It's the first thing I thought of.
With alley-oop, I think like you were saying, the Brandon Knight getting posterized on the alley-oop there was crazy. The iconic like Dwayne Wade going like this, running away with LeBron dunking in the background. Like all of those alley-oops.
I think dunking on someone though, just in general.
Why don't we just say dunk? And it includes alley-oops, posters.
All right, yeah.
Let's say dunk. Dunking versus the bicycle kick. KB.
This is really tough. I think the bicycle kick, you have to flip in the air, hit the ball with your foot, and then it go in.
Yeah.
That's like the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, and goals are rarer in soccer than obviously dunks.
That's what I'm struggling with. The rare part of
rare things. Is not. But I still cool. I know that, but that helps. Still it seems helps, like though. It would look really cool.
Yeah.
Bicycle kick.
Yeah, and the chances of it happening are so slim and like everything working out perfectly. You know what I mean? Nick.
Vince Carter jumping over that 7-foot Frenchman is the coolest thing in the world. That I got to go with that.
Dunking, Marty?
Yeah.
I think I'm going dunking. It is so like even the slam dunk contest, like like when Blake Dwight Howard did the Superman and also, semi-pro just reminds me of alley-oops, by the way, when it's like, foul, two fouls. It's the best movie in the world. But I'm going slam dunk.
Slam dunk?
Jordan, when he's like in the air, like jumping like that classic picture of him with the old Chicago Bulls. The
script. One, when his legs are like this?
Yeah, and he goes
we
like
we all
he's
know
flying.
That one, dude.
No, I'm saying that is
the... Do you know the Jordan logo?
Jordan logo.
You ever seen that
I didn't
play?
Say did you know. I didn't say did you know. I'm simply referencing it, and I'm saying it's the coolest. It's the coolest sports photo ever.
The little thing on every.
It's the coolest. It's the coolest sports photo ever, right? Like that.
It's one of the coolest.
I guess.
I think it might be the coolest.
It's probably the most iconic. You to fucking
stop talking.
From...
That was crazy the way you started explaining that. Like,
I didn't say
you know that Michael Jordan picture.
I didn't say
picture?
Do you know? I didn't mean it like that. I said you know. I said, in other words, like, you're all with me on this, right? Not like, hey, did you know that, you know,
it's one of those
find
things-
me at 84th Street. It wasn't a New York City fact.
It needn't be said. You know, of course.
It's Michael Jordan
logo. Most popular shoe in the world.
And you answered me like, oh wait, which one? The one with his legs open?
What happened today? How did this show meet that one joke that really sank me?
That's really,
that's
how it works. Bad first minute or two, that's just it.
You just gotta not be the first person.
I just gotta rebound from this. This is fine.
Francis, I'm assuming you're picking Dunk, by the way.
I am.
Okay, just making sure.
Damn it.
Boy, it's tricky. I mean, I think the bicycle kick is one of the most elegant and acrobatic things that you can do in sports. For me, it's the Wayne Rooney goal against Man City, where, you know, you're really up there. And, like, the only way for him to get the ball is to bicycle kick.
It's so cool.
And Cristiano Ronaldo goal against Juventus in the Champions League. Those are the two best ones I've seen. But with that said, I just think there's so much more variety in dunking. Again, it's that element of the oohing and the aahing that can result from a poster, and then the guys on the bench like holding each other back, like, oh my God. I think it's the slam dunk for sure. And also, maybe none of you guys have this, but when you dunk the ball for the first time as a young man,
I've been there.
It's very condescending.
It's like the coolest. That I never knew if I would ever be able to do it, and I did it.
95% of dunks are like, oh yeah, all right. It's just a guy who's very tall and just jumps up.
Doesn't look like he's even jumping that high.
Francis is a guy who's dunked before. I know the feeling. You know?
They just don't know.
They don't get it.
They don't get
that sensation. You tell all your friends. People are talking about it at school.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Doing it in a game. Oh, the best.
If dunking's going to win, but...
I think I might have... I don't know. I mean, dunking is the quintessential cool play, but a bicycle kick is so fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll go dunk, I guess, because I won, but whatever.
All right, Dunkey moves on. Next one up is the number 3 versus the 14. The 3 seed is a fat guy skill move. So a fat guy doing anything athletic from a skill position standpoint doesn't necessarily need to be football, but like anything skillful.
I don't know if that's cool or if it's just a little goofy.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's more goofy.
It's a little bit goofy. It's more
funny.
I always think it's kind of, I don't know. Like, when
you have to think of like Bartolo Colon hitting home run.
So the thing is, like,
I don't think that was cool.
No, I don't. I think it was funny.
Why not?
More I was laughing. When it happened, I laughed.
Yeah.
When like something cool happens, my first thought is, I wish I were him.
Yes.
And that doesn't happen when a chubbo does something.
Yeah, it's true.
Agree.
I can find exceptions to that, Nick.
Like
what?
Like if a person, you know, overcomes addiction. That's cool. But it doesn't make me want to.
Yeah, but you don't wish you were them.
That's not cool.
I was gonna say,
I don't know if it's cool. I think it's just good for them.
It's way cooler to do drugs.
Hey, I'm sorry. I guess I misunderstood. I thought Nick was saying that when someone does something cool, your first instinct is, I wish I were him.
So maybe not even thinking like.
So a guy overcomes heroin.
Why would I want to switch places with somebody battling addiction?
No, they've overcome the addiction.
I don't think it's cool.
Stay as me, who's never even had the addiction.
That's not cool.
I don't think it's cool. I think it's like atta boy.
Are they cutting out? I don't know if they're getting my whole story here.
we heard every word.
No, I think you missed it because you missed the most important part, which is overcoming the addiction and getting
not
that
cool.
Getting a round of applause.
It's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cool.
That's like, oh, good for you.
Yeah, round of applause. Come back, story of the year. Look at him.
Admirable is not cool, Francis.
It's not like girls are like, he overcame addiction.
You can never party again.
Yeah, it's exactly, yes. Like, you now have to be diligent for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
All these
I don't know. Josh Hamilton smashing 4 home runs. And
I don't want to switch places.
Oh, Josh Hamilton's a
bad example.
After coming back.
Cool without the addiction, too.
Was cool.
Having your bench coach need a room with you all the time because you can't be left alone is not
talking
cool.
about those things. I'm saying the triumphs of having had the addiction.
That would have been cool if he didn't
That's
have
not
the addiction.
Cool. That's a nice story.
It's impressive. Yeah. It's inspiring. It's all those things.
I think it's cool. And I think it's also an example of how you wouldn't necessarily want to trade places with that person because they've had to battle the addiction. That was the point I was trying to make. That was the exception to your rule.
So we could swap out the fat guy thing and we could sub it in with another one. I actually have one of Francis's that we're going to use in the... We have two chains in this one. I was going to use it in there, but we can dump it in here. And
I don't need to die on this hill. I was just being combative.
I was just... I'm going to use yours because it's a very interesting one. And plus, no one would, I think, guess it was anyone else's. People who can dive from a handstand?
Diving. Yes. Olympic divers who start from the handstand position.
I don't even know what that means. We're going to
start into the fucking three
seed? He's like standing on his hands.
They get on their hands up at the high dive first.
You guys don't know what cool is.
I don't think I've ever been like, look at that diver. Yeah. That was cool.
I totally.
Cooler was some random dude who just does it off a rock.
I totally misunderstood the prompt. This whole day.
Diving is so uncool that they almost kicked Michael Phelps out of the sport for smoking weed.
Oh, that's true.
I think you're thinking of swimming.
Yeah, that's all the same.
What was the second most one that we voted for or that we liked in the last chain? We could do...
I mean, I'd almost like to give Bicycle Kick another shot. I gotta fuck.
You guys want
to
give Bicycle Kick another shot?
No, that's not how this works.
Yeah, what? Once you're dead, you're dead.
Participation trophy ass Tommy over there.
We could do the kick up to your feet from your back that Francis did.
No, what are we doing? Bringing back the dead.
What's the 14?
It is what it is.
The fat, 14, fat people lost.
14 seed is a goalie goal. So goalie in either soccer, NHL, or lacrosse scoring a goal of their own.
Let's just move that on. I don't.
Cooler than the fat guy.
Though. The NHL cool. goalie scoring a goal is cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but they skate kind of weird. They can't. Yeah, it's always weird when they're out there skating.
I'd say the goalies fighting each other is cool.
Well, goalie goal doesn't necessarily need to be just NHL. Like soccer goalie score.
Is NHL fight on here? I don't know if that counts as a play though.
NHL knockout would be cool.
Yeah, I didn't really include it.
Yeah, like the Tim Anderson, Jose Ramirez. That was kind of cool.
Mm.
Stop bringing it back to baseball.
Goalie masks are cool.
I was like, that's not a play in baseball.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not. You're
it's
right.
It's not the objective of this sport. Right.
I mean, I guess it's not a play knock, but it happens so often.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just move on. The goalie goal. Because the goalie goal is cool.
The goalie goal.
I'm fine with that. I can do that.
Yeah. And now we have the number 7 seed, a kickoff or punt return touchdown. Always electric. Obviously, the one we just had yesterday with the Jets.
I think it's a lot cooler than the pick 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
A lot cooler.
And that's going up against the number 10 seed NHL shootout goal. There was like a couple people put in like that thing with like a more specific thing like, hey, in the playoffs and this, like you can apply it to any situation you want. The NHL shootout goal. Let's start with you, Tommy.
Easy kickoff return. I think it's awesome. Devin Hester was like the coolest guy in the world for a little bit. There, I don't know about that, but he was cool.
Oh, he was one of the coolest players of football.
He was one
of
the coolest players there. Like everybody, like you kind of wanted to be the kick returner if you're, you know, playing with your friends or something. There is an element of coolness and status with that position of, oh, he's our kick returner. This guy's fucking fast and doing it, getting through 11 people. When you get past the dorky little white kicker at the end and jump over him, awesome. I'm talking as if I've done that and would not be the kicker. But I'll go with the kickoff return.
Remember Antonio Brown just kicked that dude in the face?
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Fucking cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Francis?
I know. The kickoff return for me is absolutely the one. And it bummed me out when they, I think, moved the kickoff up to...
25
to make it less likely that there'd be these high speed collisions.
35 now.
35.
Yeah. They moved the touchback line. To so there's five, but
you just never get kickoff returns anymore. I understand it from a safety perspective, but I do think that listening to the announcer who can see that the field is opening up and their tone and pitch, and when they call that well, like there's no one, that is so electric. Dante Hall comes to mind.
Yeah, from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Used to do the X Factor thing. Devin Hester, Deion Sanders. Love the kickoff or punt return.
Clever.
I mean, even last night was fucking sick.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's the closest thing to like a car chase in sports is the kickoff return.
Wow.
Like, it's just awesome. It's awesome to watch.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be that.
All right.
Other than like NASCAR, but yeah.
other than a literal car chase where one car is leading another.
That's a race, not a chase. I'm going to defend myself on that one. That's not a race.
What are you doing?
They're all chasing them down.
They're driving on the same track.
There's still a cool point, I mean, I'm going to stand by it.
I could even argue that a horse race is closer to a car chase than punt return.
No, a car chase, like in the movies, like they're all the police are chasing after one guy. It's kind of what I feel like kickoff return.
Like the leader of a horse race?
You will never believe how NASCAR started.
Multiple cars chasing after one car.
The lead car.
I'm right about this.
Oh, yeah.
Marty, I'm very right.
I'll go and kick off. When you're watching, you realize like, oh shit, he has a little bit of a lane. It's the most cool. It's so cool. And their celebrations after that are nuts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going with that.
Nick?
Deshaun Jackson, like, returning that Lawrence Times punt.
No need to
talk. Like, Matt Dodge, all-worst punt of all.
Yeah, the phone was Dodge. Yeah, it was Dodge.
No reason to kick it to him. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, they said that on the broadcast. Yeah. It was so cool. I've always said it's the closest thing to a car chase in sports.
That's a great point.
And that's awesome.
That's good.
Wait a second. Thank you, guys.
And if like the kick returner is also battling addiction, oh my god! we gotta go with kick return here.
Kick return, KB.
Yeah, I mean, is a kick or punt return cooler?
Ooh,
kick is longer. I think punt is cooler. Kick is more impressive. I don't know.
I think it might be kickoff, just because opening
kickoff return is so cool to start a game with.
What do you guys think is more rare?
Well, now it's the kickoff return because the touchback rules.
How about this for a wrinkle? Returning a long missed field
goal. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Best of all.
The Cromartie, 109.5 yards.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about. Talking about that earlier.
109 yards is ridiculous.
The Iron Bowl, famously.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so kickoff return is going to easily sweep that. Now we have the 2 versus the 15. 15 is our second chain because there were so many good options. I felt so bad like keeping any off. The first of which being hurdling a guy in football always gets the juices flowing. People love when there's a good hurdle in football. Robbie Fox submitted a walk-off KO in a MMA, which I agree. And they will include the fights here because that's the objective of the sport.
You know, walk-off KO. Just isn't,
a walk-off?
Where they don't jump on his body after and pummel him because they know he's out.
Yeah, exactly. And like maybe maybe the fight could be in a decision stage right now. Like, hey, we don't really know who won. And then he just fucking nails him, KO, walk-off. And again, you don't even need to do it.
In MMA, you want to jump on him to finish it as fast. Yeah. But if you've hit him so hard, you know it's over.
Right. Well, I was taking walk-off as in like it ends, where it's like, all KOs end.
Home run robbery, which we talked about before. That was from Tommy. Unassisted triple play from Clemmer. It isn't a very impressive thing, but it also is not cool.
It's like the guy's never seen another sport.
Yeah. You just catch.
Just watches one sport day in and day out.
It's like a freak thing when it happens.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Shortstop catches the ball, steps on second.
It's neat. Tags.
Yeah, it's more neat than cool. I've
done like
I'm just throwing stuff out there. It wasn't a bad suggestion. I'm not saying it's the best one ever. I'm saying it wasn't bad. It didn't deserve mockery.
No look pass, and you can apply this to most sports. And then barely losing a wrestling match to Tywon Claxton.
I never mentioned that I did beat him at the North Canton Hoover Holiday Classic.
Wait, you never mentioned after 3 years of us shitting on
you? It was kind of like I beat him in high school, which means I regressed, he got better. But I beat him in high school.
Yeah, I think of you less now because you didn't get better and he got much better.
So you beat him in high school, lost to him in college.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm. PKB.
Top of weight class, so you know.
Quick question. Would you be better at wrestling now that you have so many more muscles?
No, muscles don't help.
Oh.
So among those options,
no, if I saw like a jacked little short guy, I'd be like, yes, cradle city.
I wish I knew what it meant.
I don't know what that means either.
I wish I knew. Okay, so KB, you go first. Which one of these do you want for our second chain?
KO, and I think when it's not even a sanctioned fight, when it's a street fight, I think that's the coolest move.
Oh, I think those are like scary. Kimbo slice or something?
No, like two guys in a fight.
But then that's not a sports play.
Yeah, I was thinking more like sports.
But then, still, I guess the KO, yeah.
Mm-hmm. KO.
Can you read down the list again?
It is hurdling a guy in football, walk-off KO, home run robbery, unassisted triple play, no-look pass, and then barely losing a wrestling match to Tywon Claxton. Let's go to Nick.
It's home run robbery for me. I think it's just so demoralizing for the person. I do like it when the batter like tips his cap and the pitcher thanks him, but like Jim Edmonds, I think, was really good at it. I loved watching him do it.
And Corey Hunter, I feel like, is the one that I think of.
My bad, Tommy. Sorry, dude.
I'm just saying, if we're throwing out famous
players. Every player who's done it.
I think Torrey Hunter's the Devin Hester.
I liked watching Jim Edmonds do it.
Sorry for being
I liked watching Torrey Hunter do it.
Sorry, Nick was wrong in his subjective opinion. I thought we were doing a thing where we're all throwing him out.
I'm going to go robbing a home run.
Robbing home run, Marty?
Same. I think that's literally, it's all, everyone's hopes are up. You take their dream away in 2 seconds. And I like when they rob it and then you don't know if it's in their glove and you wait.
They put a little smirk.
Yeah. It's nice. It's cool.
A lot of guys, they jump, they overdo the jump.
Yes.
They don't really jump and they make it look like a robbery, but the legitimate ones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Clemmer?
Yeah, home run robbery. And just like Marty was saying, like when the glove goes over the wall in the back, and those 1 or 2 seconds as a sports fan, it's kind of terrifying. And then he picks the ball up. That's great.
Scream.
Yeah. Yes, he got it. Oh, no. Motherfucker. Yeah.
The teeth are chattering.
Clemmer has like his blanket up to his chin. When it-
Did he get it? Did he get it?
Oh, shut the fuck up. You pretend like you don't care. You care too.
What about what?
You would be very upset if that happens to the Yankees. You're like, oh my God, what happened? You make it on the only one who gets
never
excited.
Heard you say that in my life.
Clemmer's terrified. Yeah.
Just you, I can just see one you going, seconds, yes. Like, going like this, frightened if it didn't go over as funny.
Like, gulp.
Like, that's just facts.
that is just facts.
Gulps.
I do think it's robbing a home run as well. I mean, the most recent one we saw where the guy pretended he didn't have it and then slowly opened his glove with a wry smile.
It was so wry.
Very wry. I think that was one of the coolest, swaggiest things I've ever seen in sport, and I will take robbing home runs.
Tommy.
Yeah, I love watching Jim Edmonds rob home runs. He's got a catalog of home runs. not quite as many as Torrey Hunter, but he's got his own catalog. I think it's home run robbery for easy.
All right, so that's going to be going up against a number 2 seed, walk-off home run. And this could include ultimate grand slam, whatever you want.
A lot of baseball today. A lot of baseball.
I actually think baseball does have, when I was going through this, I think it has more cool plays than football.
Because it's so fucking boring until those happen.
I think
because it's more individualistic.
Plays stand out more, maybe. Yeah, and it's more individual.
Yeah.
All right, so
because it's boring.
Walk-off home run versus robbing a home run.
This is really tough. This is a semi-final level matchup, I think. But I think it's robbing a home run. I think if we're going by genuinely cool, it is awesome when you reach over the wall. You know, I'm not going to describe what a fucking robbed home run is, but yeah, I think the deking it out and everything, like, there's an element of like that guy's really cool. I think you hit a walk-off home run, it's like, oh, we love him. He did it for our team. I don't know if you're thinking he's cool. I mean, it could be cool with a cool bat flip, a pimp job, but, you know, you could pimp anything.
Bautistas,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'll go with the robbery home run.
Robbing home run, Francis?
I agree. Robbing the home run.
Robbing?
A walk-off home run is a greater accomplishment, a greater achievement. It gets me more excited, but a stealing home run is a cooler feat.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk-off home run. I think pimping the bat and, like, throwing the bat and all the teammates running over the, like hopping over the dugout is cool as fuck. I'm going to walk off home run.
Walk off, Nick.
The one that sticks out is like Andrew McCutchen's first game as a Giant. It was like a real battle. I forget how many pitches it was, and he pimped the fuck out of it. And it was slow mo. He knew it happened as soon as touched the bat. It was so cool.
Going with the walk off. Jose Bautista's was like, you like
that wasn't a walk off.
That was.
No.
I thought it was too. Damn.
I don't think so.
Seventh inning, I think.
It's a playoff game though, right?
Still, just that. I don't know.
Maybe I mean, then we're talking about pimp jobs.
Mm-hmm.
More so than you could do a pimp job for any home run.
Francis. You can't pimp it like you pimp a home run.
Why? Why even fuck with it?
I didn't.
It did.
Your mic is not no way that just happened.
His mic is not connected.
Oh my god, it just happened. We can run the tape.
He's plugging the mic.
Just fix it.
Plug it in before you.
You really made a mess of things.
That's weird. And new here.
Yeah, right there.
You can shoot a basketball. You could just shoot anything right from there.
Maybe next year.
Jesus Christ.
KB. Just hold it like a stick mic.
The walk-off home run.
Walk-off home run, so we got a tie.
When the batter instantly knows.
Yes.
I don't even know how they know, but... Marty, how does that feel? Have you ever done it?
No, never had a walk-off home run. Walk-off hit, I've had.
Have you ever had a home run?
No, I had one home run. It was against the Yeshiva Maccabees, and they all gave me high fives running around the... And this was when I was a
they
senior.
Think you were special?
Senior in college.
They let him in a home run. They threw Marty a lollipop.
Yeah, congratulated
nice
you.
Nice job, buddy. The Yeshiva Maccabees were very nice on the field. They never won, but Shmuley Goldis was fucking so good.
What was his name?
Shmuley Goldis.
Goldis?
Yeah.
Goldis?
He was, he batted like 360. He was really good.
Shmuley Goldis?
I swear to God, if you look up his name in 2016.
We can't let Shmuley Goldis beat us today.
We can find his stats. He was fucking.
I'm finding him.
Like, we had to find it. Like, Shmuley Goldis is up today. And it
got
was
him.
Like, the name, like, anti-Semites throw out as, like, an insult. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shmuley Goldis over here.
About his stats? Goldis.
Shmuley Goldis. I got him. Shortstop.
Yep. He was really
you think you're gold. Not that?
Goldis. To Weinbaum.
How do you spell Shmuley?
S-H-M-U-L-I.
Shmuley Goldis from Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a Weinbaum high school.
Yep. Yeshiva Maccabees, right?
It sure is. Yeshiva Maccabees. Yeah. Dude, this guy looks cool as hell, too.
He was really good. He was really good.
Catcher, too?
Only
goal.
He was the only good player on that team. They sucked.
He just pimped one on you?
They were really good at basketball, Yeshiva, though.
Mm. Yeah, they're still good, I think.
They had that kid last year.
They had the Jewish Jokic.
Was like the thought they might make him get fucked. The NBA or whatever?
Yeah, Jewish Jokic. He was really good.
Gooch,
you're 56 lifetime.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. Shmuley.
Shmuley. Where is he playing ball in Korea now?
Gooch, you're breaking the tie.
Yeah, this is walk-off home run. Winning the game, immediately knowing it, that's just has to be the most incredible feeling.
So walk-off is going to win. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Groove Life.
All right, let's talk about Groove Life. Look. Everyone has crappy wallets one time or another. I had one that I hated forever. It stinks. They don't sleek. They just jut out in your pocket. Or if you're like Clemmer, I don't know how many of you have seen his wall before, but they're just stuffed to the gills with garbage. This podcast is sponsored by a thing that's going to help you with that. Groove Life. It's 2023. Why are you using the same old wallet from 2003? Now's the time to update your wallet game with Groove Life. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile wallet engineered for everyday use. One simple thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access for everything you need. We love Groove Life. I have the Groove Life wallet. I have a Groove Life belt. They have absolutely awesome products. Plus, they just launched a new attachment, the Groove Wallet Groove Wallet Go, sorry. A perfect low-profile companion for your Groove Wallet or iPhone 12, 13, or 14 that uses innovative micro-suction technology to give you the ability to add another 3 cards plus cash. This wallet is so slim that you can easily fit it in your front pocket. You'll barely even know it's there. And with Groove Life's 94-year, no BS warranty, the Groove Wallet was the last wallet that you're ever going to need in your life. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/LCB for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer that you'll find, but you have to use my link, groovelife.com/LCB, for 20% off your order. One last time, that's groovelife.com/LCB for 20% off your order.
Thanks to Groove Life. All right, let's run through our playoffs real quick. We have the first one. We have the bending the shot into the goal on a free kick versus ankle breaking somebody in basketball. KB.
Was the first one is banking a shot?
No. Like bending a shot in soccer.
Oh, bending versus what?
Banking shots may be the least cool thing you could do. Bending a soccer shot, like a free kick in.
Versus what?
Breaking ankles in NBA basketball.
Oh, breaking ankles. Cool. Yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
breaking ankles. I would kill to be able to do that. Just look back at the person wallowing. Ugh. Alas. Wallowing. Yeah, breaking ankles.
Marty?
Ankles. When the guy falls down, it's... Even if you don't hit the shot, it's still like, look at that loser.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I wouldn't. Shot. I would. I'd yeah. pass after. I was gonna, yeah, yeah,
no reason to mess it up.
No.
Yeah, I'd sub myself out of the game.
I'm good, coach. Get me out.
You're going with ankle as well, Francis?
I think I'd much rather get dunked on than have my ankles broken by a crossover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you end up in your ass. If someone does it just right,
it could happen either way.
Yeah, but I mean, there's that. I think true, I'm thinking of the And One mixtape tour, and them breaking other people's ankles was what they played for. They, if they did that, they would stop and dance away from the ball.
They would do a full choreographed dance.
Like they gave up the play. I mean, it was like, oh, we've succeeded.
No need to continue.
They would lose. End the game.
Yeah, just trying to do a dance. Yeah.
It's like the golden snitch of End One mixtape. Like you could be losing by like 40.
Yeah,
you hit the sham god on somebody. The game's over. You win.
Yeah. I just came out and started dancing. Yeah.
So
it's like the opposite of a magic trick.
Yeah. Breaking ankles for sure.
Breaking ankles.
Yeah. What was it even up against?
It's go up against bending a free kick in.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Ankle's gonna move on. Now we have hitting island in beer pong versus a pick six. Tommy.
Sheesh. I mean, obviously, like, these are so different.
No,
it's the most obvious answer of all time, but you love yourself so much. I've seen you play beer pong.
I know I'm never going to get a pick six. I've had some islands.
Has anyone played beer pong against Tommy?
I'm better than you would think,
but he is the most cocky
Marty
fuck.
Over the table. Me and Noah Ives were working.
And then when you beat him, it's like, oh, I didn't even try. Like, he's one of those guys.
Well, we won the first, like, six matches of the night. So, like, then the whole weekend is like, you know, those are the guys that run the beer pong table. Well, we dropped a couple.
Yeah, those are the guys. Everyone was talking about you guys.
Yep. Who fucking cares?
Last Cup Tommy, they were calling him.
They literally were. So I'm going to go with... I'll go with the pick six, though.
Pick six. Francis?
I'll go with pick six as well.
Pick six.
So many pick sixes are not that cool.
I kind of agree.
I'm not like Tommy. I'm not a bitch. I'm not gonna fall to peer pressure. I'm gonna go with. beer pong.
Peer pressure,
or as they say, Beirut.
What a bitch you are for picking pick six.
No, well, he wanted to go the other way, but he went.
I was debating it in my head. I was debating it in my head.
That's why you're not cool, because you don't want to fit in with the kids.
That's right.
I remember it was like, mom was like, oh yeah, it's cool to be your own individual.
That's
like,
right.
That's how you don't have any friends.
I have to go. I totally forgot. I've been getting yelled at filming this video, but before we came on here, Ebony was like, you should come to the Bronx with me, do a little barbecue, because they will not like you. Pretty much like the way she was talking. I'll tell them not to rob you.
That was said. She never said people wouldn't like me.
They would rob you.
She was being nice as she could be.
Yeah, she's being nice.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, Marty, your last pick was going to be pick six.
Yes.
Pick six. Nick?
I'm going island and beer pong, man. It feels so good, and it's something we can all do.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. KB?
Come on. Pick six.
Pick six going to move on. Pick six versus breaking someone's
ankles.
People
said sometimes not impressive.
Tommy said that.
A lot of them are just like, I catch it. It gets thrown right to me. And I run 15 yards for a touchdown. That's not that exciting.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
All right. Pick six versus ankle breaking. KB.
The ankle breaking.
Ankle breaking, Nick?
Ankle breaking.
Two for ankle breaking.
Ankle breaking.
Three?
Ankle breaking.
Make it four clean.
Bloodbath.
So ankle breaking is going into the final. On the other side, we have just dunking of any kind versus the goalie goal. Tommy.
Dunking.
Dunking?
Yeah, I mean, goalie goal's all right, but I mean, dunking, it's quintessential cool.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's dunking.
dunking.
Yeah, the goalie goal might be the worst thing to advance out of all these. So I
got it. Did literally, I think, got a bye.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, basically got a bye.
Dunking easily.
Nick?
Goalie goal usually happens when it's an empty net. The game's already over. Whatever. Dunking.
I was saying soccer, it's amazing. When like they kick it over the entire defense and other goalie, and it is incredible usually. KB, you would have come soon going dunk as well.
Yeah, but not of any kind. But yeah, continue.
Sure.
He's a 6'10 guy just putting his arms up. Yeah, that's whack.
It's whack as fuck.
Walk off home run versus kicker punt return. KB.
Oh, the walk off home run. It's close, but the walk off home run.
Walk off home run, Nick?
These are you can end it. It's the walk off home run. I think that's it.
What do you mean?
I think that you can advance walk off home run.
I'm not voting for that.
Okay. Everyone vote.
Nick?
I think this is neck and neck. This is a tough one. I'm going walk off home run.
Walk off home run?
Yeah, walk off home run. The other thing we didn't mention about this is like running around the bases. Like when you know you've won it all, that is a cool run. That is that's very cool.
Running around the base.
So you're celebrating, you're like, yeah, that's gotta be an amazing feeling. You're from second to home.
I actually think that's probably the least cool.
Knowing all your whole teammates waiting for you.
Awkward part where it's like, oh, I gotta fucking just.
No, it's not nothing awkward about that. A big smile on your face.
Yeah. Stupid
waste
rule
of time. Guys just out to get me. That's
stupid
fun.
That they should have to do that.
No, it's very cool.
Ball's already out of the park. Why do they have to fucking do the ceremonial jog? Mm.
It's fun.
Sometimes they walk into home plate like real swaggy.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Cool. Thank
not
you.
Fucking rounding second.
It's the anticipation of it all. It's the journey.
Oh my God, enough. What's the other option?
Kicker punt return for a touchdown.
I think it's that. I think kicker punt return for a touchdown. I realize it's going to lose, but I still hold that over.
I would have went that too.
You would have went that too? Yeah. It's good. Walk off.
I think it's cool. It's just really fucking cool.
It is. Walk off home run versus dunk, Tommy. To go into the finals.
This is hard. I mean, yeah, like KB said, there's a lot of unimpressive dunks, and alley oop is awesome. Posterizing somebody is awesome. Walk off home runs are sick, and that moment's about you. It's all about you, which I like, but I don't know if it's as cool as dunking is. Like to Francis' point earlier, like not that I've ever dunked, but you're a kid, you know, you lower the rim so that you can dunk. You know the kids in school, oh, that guy can dunk. You heard he dunked. So I think, slam dunk contest. I'm going dunk.
Going dunk?
It's dunk.
Dunk?
Let
me guess.
I'm going to go with baseball here, but it's really close, and I kind of just want to see what these guys decide.
All right, Nick?
I'm doing walk-off home run. I think those are all cool, while dunks, only 60% of dunks are cool.
All right, so we're tied up. KB, you get to break it.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I guess the top percentile, 1% of dunks would be the winner here, but I think the walk-off home run as a core move is the top.
So walk-off home run. Walk-off home run is going to the finals against ankle breakers.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So KB.
Yeah, the ankle breakers. Like, think of like the viral videos you've seen. They don't even have to be like an NBA game. It could be like
G League or something.
Yeah. YMCA court. And then everyone just stops and runs around, screams.
Yeah.
Circles. That's the one.
Well, ankle breaker. One for ankle breaker. Nick.
This might be one of the first times on this show where we have two deserving teams in the championship. So I would rather. Oh man, I'm trying to think. Would I rather hit a walk off home run or break somebody's ankles?
It's got to be. You'd rather hit the home run.
I don't. But like.
There's
yes,
something cool but, about when you break someone's ankles, it's not over yet. Like unless you're on an N1 mixtape, like you're still going about your business, you're shooting or you're passing. So it's almost like you did that in passing, which I think makes it even cooler.
Yeah, it's just like this is just something I did to you and I didn't even have to.
Does anyone know someone who's done this?
An ankle breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Are you asking us if we have black friends?
Yeah. I don't know if I do.
I don't know, even high school basketball.
Did it in a practice once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be breaking ankles.
Two for breaking ankles. Clemmer.
This is close. This is one of the better Final Fours you've done. I'm going to go with walk-off home run, but it's very close.
Walk-off home run, 2-1 in favor of ankle breaking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the operative word here is cool.
Yeah.
That's just what I keep coming back to. A walk-off home run is great. It's wonderful. It's triumphant. But cool, there's something about the street element of it, the and one mixtape, the ooing, the eyeing, you know, what that is, what that means.
What that is.
That to me is, you know, absolutely, absolutely the coolest thing. Ankle breaker.
Ankle breaker's going to win, but.
Yeah, I would have won ankle breaker too. I don't know if I'm going to be awarded with this. It was on my list. I didn't think of it as the winner, but as we more and more talked about it, I was like, yeah, I think it's the winner.
The winner of the bracket episode 93 is the ankle breaker, the coolest sports move. And I got to tell you this, you had all of the Final Four.
Wow.
That's what you get when you submit early.
Damn, Tommy.
You had every selection in the Final Four.
I had some tough selections, by the way.
The diving board one, I was like, that's not going to resonate with anybody here.
What else did I say?
Yeah, I put on, people were calling
it a croquet one.
Yeah. Well, I said Eurostep in basketball. The Eurostep's pretty cool.
Let's get some Tommy Masterclass comments going on in the YouTube. Tommy Masterclass.
So I was the last person I'm guessing to submit because I thought it was best cool sports movies. And I sent him a list of like five movies Caddyshack movies I think that are cool.
Cool Runnings. What did you say?
No, he did. Runnings was one of them.
No, it wasn't.
It was the first. Yeah, Francis had swimmers slapping their hands behind their backs. I don't think I've seen that either.
Yeah, like when Michael Phelps warms up before he swims and he does that thing where he swings his arms and they touch behind his back because he has no sinew in his shoulders.
Skateboarders running and dropping their board and jumping onto it.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
Skateboarding
is cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of skateboarding.
Yeah.
That is very fair.
Major League, Caddyshack, Air, White Man Can't Jump, Any Given Sunday, and Kingpin.
I'm just surprised.
Why do you think they're cool?
I think they're cool. I think Caddyshack's a cool movie.
Damn, this movie's cool.
I almost don't think a movie can be cool.
Pulp Fiction is cool.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction's cool.
Can't argue that.
It's really good. I think Drive is a cool
movie. Oh, that's
movie.
A good pick, Francis. Yes.
Drive is a cool movie.
So there are cool movies.
Yeah.
I thought it was a weird topic, but I did my best.
Yeah, you did. You didn't, not a word of complaint. You didn't even ask for instructions. You're just like, I'm on it.
I'm like, oh, no. Okay.
That's the episode. Make sure to tune in next week. Submit some new ones. Tommy will be selecting the bracket topic for next week.
Ooh, best Tommy moments.
I got to tell you, too. Tommy's going to be hosting next week on the bracket.
Oh, that's
right. I'm going to miss. He's going to do a solo bracket. He would love
it. He would have no problem.
Here's why this is better than this.
They're going to make us look at nudes of all those chicks. All the panorama nudes he sends every
Tommy show.
It do have to be panorama.
It's a bracket of
the boobies are that big.
Bracket of women that Tommy's like had sex.
Yeah,
that's Tommy's full episode.
We need more entries. how many chain games we got? Jesus.
That's the bracket. Make sure to tune in next week with Tommy hosting.
Work hard and hydrate hard with Body Armor Flash IV. Whether you're working in extreme heat or powering through a long shift, Body Armor Flash IV delivers faster, longer-lasting hydration. With more than 2,000 milligrams of electrolytes, vitamins B and C, and zinc, coconut water, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Flash IV keeps you performing at your best. Get Body Armor Flash IV at your local 7-Eleven.
At Boar's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate with the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
real.
It is. Trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.